listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
And welcome back to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and I've got with me Liz from Celebrate at Moorabbark Festival. Welcome, Liz. We've got coming up, I believe, on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of March at the Hookey Park in Charles Street, Moorabbark, their annual Celebrate Moorabbark Festival. Were you able to have one last year, Liz?
Yes, we had it last year at Hookey Park because of COVID and also because of the railway project that hadn't finished. And we usually have it on Red Earth Park, but we had to make it a lot smaller, so we decided we'd do it for 2 days on Hookey Park, and it turned out really well.
Oh, that's
terrific.
Think
the community were just glad to get out and enjoy themselves.
I think we've all been sick of being tied up indoors and not allowed to go more than 5Ks and all that jazz, haven't we?
Oh, definitely.
So, Liz, how long have you been involved with the organisation?
This would be my 10th festival. When I first started was when we retired. I thought I'd volunteer and give back something. I enjoy meeting people, and for the first couple of years I just helped where I needed, and after getting more confidence took on the role of store coordinator, which I still do.
Very good. When you were working, were you involved in events and that sort of thing?
No, we had our own business. We had a Manchester and giftware shop.
Oh, right. So this is really out of the blue, isn't it?
Definitely, but I used to do festivals and markets, you know, having a store myself, so
oh, did you?
I knew what to entail. Yeah, just sold educational children things and just novelty things for children.
Were they things that you made yourself or things that you bought?
No, we bought.
Oh, right. Yeah, so what sort of markets did you go to?
Well, I did Maroondah Festival, we did, but we only basically did it once a year. That was Maroondah.
Right.
And then we saw Celebrate Moorabbark Festival. Oh. And so we tried that as a store holder.
Yep.
And that's when I decided I'd like to help out. Yes.
Yeah. How many people would you normally get through on a weekend, or how many are hoping to get through?
I know there's no limit now, but we're probably looking at 3,000 to 4,000.
That's all
right. We did last year.
Yeah.
And we'll have QR codes for them to, register when they come in.
I must say, you won me over, because everybody who listens to this show or any of the shows I do, they know I love old cars. And I saw on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, around the roundabout, all these old wires, how they're old, they're hot rods and all sorts of cars.
Yeah, so we had a drone footage done, yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
And that was a still thing. But, yeah, it was our first time we did the car show.
Is it?
And we got about 70 cars last year, which was really good.
That's good.
And most of the people were happy. So far we've got 79 registered for this year.
It's not hard in this weather to get the cars out, is it?
No.
All those people, the old cars, they want to get out and show them.
Oh, definitely. Well, my husband's one of those people. He loves his old cars and he loves getting out.
Has he? What sort of old cars has he got?
He's got a Datsun 120Y coupe.
Oh, yeah.
A Corolla. And he's in the process of doing a 1954 custom line back to bare metal. Yeah, so it's still way to go.
They are a terrific car, but, gee, you can spend a thousand hours on the old cars, can't you?
Yeah, well, that's what he's done since COVID lockdown for the past
right,
2.5 years.
Yeah,
that's worked well for him.
I love custom lines. And I have with me Liz from Celebrate Moorabbark. Well, actually, what I'm laughing, I've gone and written down Celebrate Mooraduck, so I don't know why I've written that out, so that's no doubt why I got that wrong. But anyway, festival. And I must mention again, we've been doing live reads for it. It's on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of March. So you've got plenty of time to get involved, and it's one of the few remaining free family festivals in the Yarra Ranges. And their theme this year is Reconnect, and man, do we all need to reconnect. So, all right, what have we got planned for the weekend, Liz? If we're going to rock down there, what are we going to see?
Ah, right. Well, on the Saturday, we've got what's called Reptile Animal Zoo.
Yep. Not a petting zoo, because you wouldn't want to pet the reptiles, would you?
No. plenty of free activities for the children. We're having a free activity tent where we provide all things for them to make and do. We've also got on the Saturday, which is a good one, is the toilet paper toss.
Toilet paper toss?
Toilet paper
how does that
toss
work?
With a roll of toilet paper, and then we measure how far that they throw them.
So is it clamped together, or as you throw it, does it come up?
No, no, it's all tied up.
Oh, so it's not going to furl out, right?
No, yep. And that's on the Saturday for the kids as well. And the pre-festival, we're having a rock drop, which someone will drop rocks all round Hookie Park and round the area, and there's, I stand to be corrected, but four gold ones, and whoever gets the gold ones gets a prize.
Oh, it's all right.
That's that. No, is really.
Is that for
good.
The parents as well, or just the young kids?
Just the kids, I think. But I don't know on that one.
Yep.
But yeah, and there's entertainment on Hookie Park on the Saturday, bands and other intent in
love
entertainment.
The bands. So yeah. You got some so are the bands on all day, or?
I don't think so. Just for a certain time at Hookie Park, we've got the Infernos on Sunday in the with the car show.
Yeah, so the cars are only on the Sunday?
Only on the Sunday.
Fantastic. So what time on the Saturday does it start?
10 o'clock and finishes at 4.
Oh, right. So.
On both days.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, there's plenty. There's lots of different food stalls this year.
And obviously a lot of these things are free, as you were saying.
We try and keep our costs low.
Yeah, and obviously if you're going to buy food, well, you've got to be expecting to pay for the food, but... For the things for the young people to do, they're all free, are they?
Yeah, in the activity tent, they are.
Not many places you can take a family and walk away without spending much money, is there?
No. Well, we've got go-kart rides. That's up to 12 years old, Saturday and Sunday.
That's too young. I wouldn't mind riding one then.
Yes, we've got a jumping castle. We've got roving performers dressed as superheroes and fairies, Elsa from Frozen. They're there both days.
Geez, you've put up, pardon me, you've put together quite a decent little program.
Well, there's now a lot more. Also, we've got Coffee, the African drummer. He's very popular.
Yeah, we know him.
Yeah. And Steve the magician, he'll be there, I think, on the Sunday.
And these people are just sort of doing their acts through the park, are they, just during the day?
Yeah, on the rotunda
where
they do their entertainment.
Oh, terrific.
Side of it.
And welcome back to Community Connections. I have with me Liz from the Celebrate Mooral Park Festival, and we're talking about the festival that's coming up on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of March. Liz, I guess one of the things we should mention is to say thank you to all the volunteers, because you've no doubt not only got a lot of volunteers that are involved during the year putting this thing together, but then you've also got a lot of volunteers on the day and sponsors as well.
Well, that's right. Without our volunteers, we couldn't do it. The committee has got a lot of new people on this year.
Gee, that's true, because most committees can't get people.
That's right. And they're a fun lot to work with. We've all got different ideas, so it works really well. But we're always after more volunteers, so if anybody has got an hour or two would like to help out on the festival, just go to our Facebook page or web page. Celebrate Mooral Park Festival, and that's on Facebook, and www.celebratemooralbark.com on Facebook, on website, sorry.
Yep.
And also, while we're at it, I'd like to just thank our major sponsors, which is Yarra Rangers Council, Bendigo Bank, Methven's and the Lions.
And I guess that allows you to keep your costs down, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. The sponsorship does help, plus we get minus... You know, sponsors from this year we've had, luckily enough, four storeholders who all become friends of Mooral Park. So
good.
That's really good.
And I guess you're always looking for more sponsors too, aren't you?
Yes, we are. I think everyone does. Yeah. It's hard. With the past 2 years, I think everybody is struggling, no businesses.
But businesses no doubt struggling. But the other good thing is it's not good, but because people have been locked down, I reckon you'll get a terrific turnout over the weekend.
Oh, I think so. There's, plenty of everything for everybody to do. On the Sunday, we've got another animal farm, which is a petting zoo. Petting farm, and also pony rides, different food stalls on the Sunday.
Yep.
For example, we've got Woodfire Pizza, the Lions and Men's Shed are doing a barbecue.
Oh, they always do.
Saturday for Lions, Sunday.
Which Lions Club is it? Is it Mooral Park?
Mooral Park Croydon.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Curly Spuds.
Oh, they're terrific.
Yes.
They are terrific.
We've got a beautiful Italian food stall.
Yep.
And we've got licorice and boiled lolly stall because I love licorice.
Not my favourite item. But anyway, it's not. That's nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
So how many stalls do you think you've got?
I think that hopefully be about 70, 75.
Gee, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, we're hoping if we've got the room, you know, for more community groups and schools to apply.
All right, so if there is a community group listening, you'd be happy to hear from them too?
Definitely, and the local schools, but they've just gone back, so it takes a couple of weeks for them to get organised and that. But
and then they're also, I know a few of the schools are a bit reluctant to get too involved this year because of COVID, because they're trying to keep the kids back at school and,
you know,
there are cases going through the schools. Sounds like a terrific weekend. Of course, we've got to mention the cars again. I mean, for me, that's the best bit. But anyway.
You're not free on Sundays.
No, I was. I'd have been there. I'd have been down there like a rocket to see that. But it's, what happened, did you say about 70 cars?
We've got 79 so far.
Gee, that's true. And they'll be all sorts, aren't they, from hot rods to just done-up cars and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and there's a mobile bar there which would suit them.
And then don't drive home.
Yeah. A barbecue as well and Mexican food and coffee in another food van. So, and also, Alley Cat's Rock and Roll Dancers will be performing as well.
On Saturday or Sunday?
On the Sunday car show.
What sort of time?
12 to 2. The same as the band.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it? Because people that seem to go to these car shows seem to want to, they seem to get it in their genes. They want to dance and all that sort of stuff too, don't they?
I know. This year, no, it's been hard, but I think, with the response we've got so far, and there's still, 5 weeks to go, so who knows how many we'll get.
Yeah, well, particularly with the cars, I'm on Facebook with two or three groups and a lot of those guys have just been so desperate there's been no car shows the last 2 years.
No, definitely.
And they're just desperate to get them out and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, well, we're charging a gold coin donation.
Gee, that's true.
Yeah, and all money that's raised over the weekend goes back into putting the festival on for the following year.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Now, we wanted to say something else, Liz, about something else that you're doing.
Yeah, this year Celebrate Muralbark has taken over the running of the Wool Show in Muralbark at the community centre, which the wool shop usually runs.
Is that on the same weekend?
It's on the same weekend. It'll be on the Sunday.
Yep.
And there'll be all craft stalls in there, people that do knitting, spinning, all activities like that, and that will be a gold coin donation.
And where's that being held?
At the community centre, Muralbark Community Centre in Bryce Avenue.
Yep.
And that's between 10 and 4 as well. The Country Women's Association will be doing scones and Devonshire tea.
They always do a terrific job.
Yeah, they do. Oh. Yeah. Terrific job. So that should be a good one for them.
I mean, the scones and cream and that and their afternoon teas are just phenomenal, aren't they?
I know. They can also bring some back up to Hookie Park for all us committee.
They might sell them all and buy you lot. But I guess the other thing is too that we should just make mention that probably, I know they'll charge for that, but they're not going to be charging a fortune either, are they?
No, they never do. No.
They never get what really they should get. And again, we've got to stress, of course, that a lot of the activities for the young people are free because it's not, mum and dad at the moment, particularly young families, some aren't working. There's all sorts of things. So dollars are a bit short with some people and they've been laid off because of COVID or they're not jabbed and they can't work. So it's not very often that they can take the family out somewhere where it's nice and cheap.
No, well, that's why we try and keep it low cost and free. But we're also having, I think you class it as a scavenger hunt, where the kids get a form and with names of stalls on there.
Oh,
and they go and visit the stall and get a stamp and then come back and put their entries in to a box. So all kids will get a prize.
Oh, that's
and
terrific.
We put it on our stallholders' private group to see what stalls would be interested and if any would like to donate a small prize. Yep. And the response was just phenomenal. The stall Straw holders were just brilliant. We've got some really good donations from them.
Gee, that's terrific.
Yeah, it is.
And it costs, again, that costs nothing to the child to be in it, is it? Yeah.
No, and we've also got on Saturday and Sunday, guess how many lollies in a jar?
Yep.
One of them, they're going to have so much fun trying to guess because they're all the little miniature jelly beans in a really big jar. And it was a new storeholder from this year that donated all that for us from Candy Cave. So
that was
really
good.
Yeah, people, even though they've had two really bad years, have just donated and didn't even think twice. So we're very lucky.
I guess the other thing that we do need to mention that while this is free for mum and dad, that if they do come along, it would be nice for them to spend a bit of money, if they can afford it, at some of the stalls, wouldn't it? Because these storeholders have done it very tough.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, now this, we've got, what is it, a little bit potty. She does all cactuses. We have got Resonated Craft, which he does all these wood things and paintings on them.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Oh, it's a terrible trying to think.
Well, you've got 70 storeholders.
Yes, I know.
I mean, obviously those sorts of things are for sale. I mean, the storeholders.
Oh, definitely.
You know, not everything in this world's for free. But well,
we've also got a stall. We've got a Lucky Straw stall, which is run by the festival, and our committee members run it.
Uh-huh.
And what that is, we go and ask our traders in Murrumbark, anybody else, for donations for them, and that, and the costs, what, $2 a ticket or $3 for five, and one in five people win a prize.
Gee, that's true. So yes. Really the whole area's got behind the festival, haven't they?
They have, yeah. So we've been very lucky.
Yeah,
very
terrific.
Lucky.
Now, Liz, we need to just mention again the date. It's on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of March at Hooky Park in Charles Street in Murrumbark. It's the annual Celebrate Murrumbark Festival. And you say it's one of the only remaining free family festivals, and we've talked about that in the Yarra Ranges. The theme of the festival this year is Reconnect, and that's really what we all want to do. And you've got plenty of entertainment, you've got the free craft activities and competitions, plenty to keep the kids entertained, and of course the food trucks, and there'll be plenty of coffee, live music and roving entertainment, and I can't not mention the annual car show again, and also local markers, makers market. Now, you wanted to talk about the school competition.
Yes, we've got only one competition for the school this year. That's a colouring competition.
Right. What age group?
It's all primary school, so they haven't sort of worked. Be prepped to grade two and probably two to four and four to six, and there'll be prizes for that.
And they'll be on display at the show?
Yeah, we'll be displaying all the entrants, and then we've got Mary Boucher. I'd never pronounce her name properly, but she'll be judging the prizes for that.
And so it's a good opportunity to bring the grandparents along to show them all that the kids have done too.
And it's a local artist, Jo Piercy. She painted all our street art through Hooky Park of all native animals.
Oh, terrific.
So the painting or the colouring competition is all different animals, and we've put Reconnect 22 on it as well.
Terrific.
So it'd be really good. And like I said before, it's a fun weekend. There's plenty for everybody to do, plenty of free activities. So if you don't want to come one day, come Saturday or Sunday or both. There's plenty for all.
We're here to talk about Celebrate Murrumbark. Now, I know we keep telling you the dates, but let's keep it right. It's on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of March at Hooky Park in Charles Street, Murrumbark, and it's their annual festival. And one of the things that we have been saying during the day is there are so many free activities. I know a lot of people are doing it tough during COVID. Some have lost shifts, some have lost jobs, and others just haven't been able to work for a variety of reasons. But whatever the reasons are, you can. We're not putting it down that people are doing it tough, but you can go along. Sure, if you want to buy food, if you want to buy coffee and all those sorts of things, it's going to cost you money. But you can walk around, you can look at the stalls, you can watch the activities. And, of course, I know I'm getting sick of saying it. People are sick of hearing it, but that car show will be there on Sunday afternoon. Liz, so you want as many people to turn up?
Yes, I do.
So let's give us some details as to how we're going to get there. Where can we find out more about it?
Okay, if you go to our Facebook page, just type in Celebrate Moorabbark Festival and it'll come up and there's links, and on our webpage, www.celebratemoorabbark.com.au, all one word. And yep. If you feel that you would like to volunteer or even join the committee for next year, you can just write a comment on those pages and we'll get back to you.
We'll be back like
more
a flash.
The merrier.
and again, let's just mention it. Obviously, you wouldn't mind some more sponsors if you can too.
That's right. Anybody that feels they would like to sponsor, either monetary or in kind, you can...
And you're not looking for thousands of dollars? You're quite happy if someone just wants to put some dollars your way, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. We take anything.
Sounds good to me. I guess there's only two things that make and break these things. With COVID, we just hope that'll stay away.
And the weather.
I was going to say that. I've been involved with a couple of festivals over the years, and you can do 12 months of work, and one day we had 13 degrees and hail and killed it because it was all outside. Another day we had 39 and that killed it. So
we've had the same.
If you want about 25, don't you?
And yes, like last year.
But it was like that last year, wasn't it?
It was. The weather was beautiful.
Mind you, in March, we should get reasonable weather.
Yeah, well, the festival is usually held a little bit later, but we've brought it forward this year. But we had 2 years in a row. That one day, special day, it rained. Yeah. We had to cancel the festival. This one at 12 o'clock, it just bucketed down.
Yeah. So it's so disappointing, not only for the people who wanted to come, but there's 12 months' work going into some of this stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is 12 months. Yeah, we have like a review meeting to see now how we all think the festival went.
And then just start again.
Start again, yes, in June.
it's a terrific, it's a lot of input from the people, but on the other hand, if things go well, it goes really well. And
Definitely. It's a lot of fun, it's a lot of hard work, but when you see the enjoyment of kids and adults alike, during the 2 days, it makes it all worthwhile.
And it also brings the people out.
Definitely.
I mean, we've been very much the last 2 years, really, stuck at home, not able to get out too much. And, of course, talking about COVID, I mean, people can socially distance and you're outside. You're outside. You're not stuck in a building somewhere where people can, you know, where the germs can go around. You're outside.
No, everything's outside, which is really good.
Liz, we wish you well.
Thank you very much.
You've put a lot of work into it. We certainly hope that it's a great weekend. And what else can we say? As long as the weather's on your side, you've done your planning. From here on in, you're in the laps of nature, aren't you?
Well, that's it.